This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, I don't know if you guys have followed this story. And, you know, it kind of sent shockwaves pre-Super Bowl when the Mavericks traded away Luka Doncic before they, a year before they would have to give him a huge, mega, enormous NBA super triple-duper max extension, a guy that dragged a pretty okay team to the finals where they ultimately couldn't win it, but one of the handful of the best players on the planet. So Doncic gets traded. When that trade happens, there's going to be opinion. There's going to be even blowback. There's going to be some upset feelings from some fans. Some fans might like it. Some fans might not. But a major move like that happens. Toby, you'd probably agree. There's going to be some kind of reaction, yes?
Yeah, big time. Right. Of course.
So here's what's happened. Several fans of late since that trade at Dallas games have voiced their displeasure. Okay? And they've had several incidents of fans getting removed. Now, if you are, we talked about this when it came to the incident that involved Bradley Beal and ultimately Bradley Beal's wife, where a guy was voicing his displeasure with Bradley Beal, didn't curse, wasn't belligerent, and, you know, led to a big blog and everybody, you know, standing up and saying how, you know, this guy's the villain and she's the hero and how weird that whole exchange was. So if you're belligerent, if you're cursing, you're loudly intoxicated, you're breaking rules, by all means, get ejected. I don't think twice about it. The thing that happened last evening, okay, is two fans at the Dallas Mavericks home game are holding up a sign that read, "Fire Nico." That's in reference to general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, Nico Harrison, the guy that was, I guess, the mastermind behind the trade. Although, you know, team owner, of course, probably have to sign off on something that significant. But it's no longer, remember, Mark Cuban calling the shots. He sold the majority stake. So the "Fire Nico" sign is a no-no because it's big enough, I think, to maybe block some people, right? No. Here is the rule. This is from the NBA, or from the Mavericks, I guess, via the NBA. In the first incident, the guest brought in a sign that broke the following rule, including in the NBA code of conduct. Clothing, garments, or signs displaying explicit language, didn't happen, no explicit language there, profanity, no profanity there, or derogatory characterization toward any persons. Mavericks Vice President of Corporate Communications Aaron Feingold said in a statement released to reporters, "Fire Nico is not derogatory. That is not an insult on somebody's character. It is not. That is a lie. That is not correct." Okay? People tell me I suck. That's different than "fire Danny." See what I'm saying? Like, a personal insult is just that. You could come up with a million ways to insult somebody. You guys are adults. You've been insulted before, and you've probably done some insulting. "Fire Nico" is not derogatory. It's not a characterization of anybody. There's no profanity. But the next thing that happens is during, you know, one of those in-stadium fan events, okay, where they're doing a sing-along or some kind of thing, and everybody's got to stand up there and try to sing the lyrics as they come up on the screen, the guy uses his time on the Jumbotron to mouth the words, "Fire Nico," and sell the team. Okay? So I actually think it's hilarious. And so the camera quickly cuts away, and then they go back to people that are having fun in the arena, singing along to whatever kind of song. All right? So they go and find the guy, and they kick him out. They kick this fan out of the game. Now, again, there have been others where guys are belligerent. They're not far from the bench, yelling, profanities used. Mark Cuban has shouted at somebody. Again, I don't know anything about that. I know about this one, though. No curse words. No explicit language. No, starting fights with security or getting in the face of other people in the stadium. They kick the guy out because he thinks the GM is doing a bad job. I tag you in, Toby, but I've got some thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things where we talk about these sorts of moves not all that often. Obviously, not a Luka trade for an AD, but this sort of thing where a general manager needs to be able to make a principled move where he says, this is going to improve the team, whether the public likes it or not, right? This is a sort of move, the Soto trade, right? This is a move that Mike Rizzo feels, I need to make this move, whether the general public's going to like it or not, and you have to deal with the blowback of that. You have to be able to, so essentially what they're trying to do is have their cake and eat it too. Make the trade, and then not get any of the negative blowback. People are, I'm sure, are calling into this radio stations down there and saying things, but they're not having anything in their face. They're not. I mean, Nico Harrison trying to play a little victim. And look, the issue here is there are some fans who take it obviously far too far.
Of course, the fact
that he feels the need to, you know, add extra security or stuff like physical harm, legitimate threats, like that's clearly not okay. We understand that. But a simple sign saying, hey, dude, you traded our superstar who's 25 years old for a guy who's already now hurt, which has a history of injuries, and you're pretending like this dude was so out of shape, Jamarcus Russell style, 1 year after carrying us to the NBA Finals, I'm going to bring in a sign simply that says, fire Nico, and you're going to kick me out of the arena. Now, on the other side, I kind of understand that that's going to happen if I'm a fan. I wear it as a badge of honor. You know, if I'm going to do something like that, like, you know, people that I'm sure got kicked out during Snyder's time with signs and different things, or they had the signs confiscated.
Oh, remember they were confiscating the signs? Yeah, it was a thing.
Yeah.
All the time.
So, like, you would wear that as a badge of honor. You understand it's going to happen. So, I don't, that fan, I'm sure today, is totally fine with what, like, he doesn't want to be kicked out, but I think he understood that maybe something would happen. But it's not a good precedent, because you got to feel for the people in Dallas, for the fans of the Mavericks. Like, your guy that you love didn't ask out, wasn't causing problems, was going about doing his normal Luka thing, and all of a sudden he's gone, and you're trying to say, hey, GM, you suck at your job, and he's saying, yep, you can go kick rocks too.
So there's even more background to this. Dallas, according to what I've read, did not show fans on the Jumbotron in their first home game following the deal. Think about that. Think about going to a game, and at no time do they pan the crowd waving for this or dancing for this, and, hey, I'm in the stand, section 115, let's spot the cow, or whatever the hell you're going to do. They did not show fans on the Jumbotron their first game after the deal. Then this, I have... Not only do I have no sympathy, I've got anger here towards the Dallas Mavericks and towards the league in general and toward where things are going in sports. Okay? Now, I fully recognize, and you guys can call me and tell me that I'm, you know, an old man shaking his fist at the ocean here, and that's fine. I'll welcome it. This is one of my pet issues. This is something that I'm so unbelievably passionate about and that I care about, and I feel like nobody else does. To me, this is a direct product, Tobes, of what I call state-controlled media. When you have team owners owning the sort of means of coverage of things, and I don't know what the Mavs TV network situation is, and I don't care, but it becomes more important, like Snyder's then Redskins for so many years, to control the messaging and the narrative coming out than it does to actually improve the product and try to make people happy, paying customers who opt into your thing. You don't like what's being said, so instead of changing what, you know, or improving or doing something, you restrict commentary. You remove somebody that disagreed with your general manager. That's what he did. He never cursed. Now, again, if he's being belligerent, if other fans are being disrupted and the sign is too big so they can't see, by all means, I got no problem. He said, fire Nico, because he got one over on you and your own stadium in-house production. That's on you. You found the guy that's already with the sign to do your dumb sing-along out of 17,000 fans. And you couldn't believe it that he said that and you kicked them out of the game. It's soft and it's wrong. It is wrong. This is a phenomenon that where nobody seems to care about the encroachment. Okay, nobody seems to care about the idea that this state-controlled media can just kick somebody out because of this. This should be an affront to fans that you're not going to get the real analysis. Because I got news: when you're in the employ when you're on the side of, if I want to keep my gig, I better be nice to the Yankees. If I want to keep my gig, I better say good things about the Mavericks. If I want to keep my gig, I better tell you how great losing by 40 was tonight and how I was excited to see the effort. This is not good for coverage. Now, I know it's sports and it's not as serious as real world stuff, but I will use a real world comp here for a second. Can you imagine this level of state-controlled media for stuff that really matters? It would never be allowed, even for a second.
Yeah.
And for a mic, like, can you imagine, like, the federal government of, or the national government of some country, like, issuing statements through their own media, and then if someone's like, hey, I got a question, get out, you can't be here. Like, it's such a fundamental thing, and it's so abhorrent, and the fact is, this is a byproduct of that directly to me. You couldn't handle the criticism that was inevitable when you traded a 25-year-old superstar. I, by the way, don't think it's a crazy move. I think behind the scenes, this is my own hypothesis, they asked the guy, they begged the guy, please get in shape, please give a damn. He didn't, and they knew he was going to start breaking down at some point via injury or whatever, and they go, we can't pay this guy $360 million, or whatever the number is. We got to get out now. I know it's not, the trade's not going to end up good for me. Anthony Davis gets hurt when you say his name three times. He's like the inverse Beetlejuice. It's not going to work. We're going to be worse for a while. But you've got passionate fans who give a crap. Imagine driving them away by not letting them give a crap, by telling them, don't you dare give a crap. You need to tell us how excellent it is. Here's your bitter pill to swallow. Now compliment us and get in line for another. I'll kiss 100% of my ass with this. I think this is embarrassing. I think the league should be stepping in and saying, hey, you guys, you got to cut this crap out. Not just for you, but for everybody. We're lucky to have eyeballs. If the NFL holds a flag football game, right now, if you get, the McCourty brothers to play flag football, it's going to do better than a primetime NBA game at this point. We're lucky to have anybody give a crap. And globally, they're growing, and they've got eyeballs everywhere, and they'll scoff at me and thumb their nose at it. I'm telling you, you're driving away fans by the number. For all the young fans that don't give a damn about any of the teams and just follow James Harden wherever he goes and love the modern version of And One, they're doing just fine. And I'm sure their bottom line is great, and they'll tell me that I'm an idiot. I'm telling you, this is so off-putting to me. I am so pissed off about it, and I wonder if people feel the same. I know I monopolize a lot of time, but I want to hear from you guys on this. 800-636-1067. You can tell I'm fired up. 800-636-1067. I just want your reaction to this. I tried to lay out the facts as unbiased as possible. I did a terrible job because I'm completely biased here. I'm super irritated by it.